Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio, you know how I roll. No, no, no empty promises. I told you earlier on that I'd be having a chat with Lee Boshoff, and we're chatting about her book today, From Death to Life. So Lee, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today and just to chat a little bit about my book.
Yeah, with your hectic day getting ready for tomorrow. But we'll talk about that as we go with our chat. Maybe, Lee, firstly, before we even talk about, your book, maybe if you can just introduce yourself to my listener today. Who is Lee Boshoff?
So I'm a pastor. I've been in full-time ministry for the past 9 years, mm-hmm. and been working at Christian Family Church, sold out to the Lord, married to my amazing husband, Efod Boshoff, and we've got three little beautiful blessings, girls, mm-hmm. all three of them.
Wow, you're a mom of girls like me.
A mom of girls, so you guys can pray for my husband, because our house is very, very loud and busy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, I've just been working for God. You know, I'm a quick disciple. Hmm. I've been serving Him, and through that, it's where I've just found a deeper and stronger relationship with Him, because I went through my own trials. I went through my own tribulations, you know? And I think all of us go through these things, but God gave me secrets and tips and just so much revelation out of heaven, and I had to pin that down.
Wow. So let's have a chat about From Death to Life. Is this your first book?
Yes, so this book is all about me.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is more about my story, but it's just not for people to hear about my sad story.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually prayers, there's applications in there that people can take for them just to be.
Okay, I've lost you there. Hello, Lee. All right, looks like we have lost Lee there. I was hearing her so nicely. But let me just take a song and let's try and see if I can locate her again.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
And if that is your favorite song, please, please don't strangle me. My apologies. But I've got Lee back on the line again, so I don't want to miss this important chat that we are having. Maybe I'll try and play your song later on. So Lee, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so glad that I'm back. And I actually like it when things like this happen.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Then we know the enemy's not happy.
Exactly.
About what we are trying to share with the listeners today.
Exactly. So I think let's start from what your book exactly is about and what inspired it.
Yeah. So the book is all about me, what I went through, and how God saved me from actual death.
Sure.
Because in 2020, I was facing multiple tumors. Mm. But not just that, I knew that I was going to die.
Mm.
And as I was reaching out for help and for prayer and just for other pastors to stay in agreement with me and other prophets, they also could see the spirit of death standing next to me.
Sure.
And everybody was concerned for my life, and everybody knew that I was dying, including myself. You know, I knew it at first hand that I was going to die in 2020. And this prophet, who's also our mentor and our friend, he saw the demon that came down my generations on my mother's side that had every legal right to take me out before the end of 2020.
Sure.
And I was praying, I was fasting, I was just trusting God. But in that moment, I was drawn closer to God. And he kept on telling me he has a gift for me. And he was not going to let me go. He's got me safe in the palms of his hands. And through that whole process and through that whole journey, God revealed to me and to that prophet this demon. Mm. We prayed against this demon, and it was said that I was not going to die and that I would be very old one day, be a granny one day. Mm. And you know, today, 4 years later, I'm a living testimony of what God did for me. And not just that, he also healed me from pain. He also healed me from tumors. Mm-hmm. And he also healed me from mental traps that I was in. You know, it's not just one healing. It's so many things that God healed me from.
Yeah.
But he also gave me the tips, the secrets out of heaven. And he told me to write everything down.
Sure.
And after this whole experience, you know, I was always making a joke. I was prophesying over myself, and I always used to say, because I'm coming from a hectic background, I was addicted to drugs. I was addicted to alcohol and cigarettes and partying and doing all those sorts of things.
Mm.
And I was always saying, I'm going to write a book about my life. But in the meanwhile, I was prophesying over myself.
True.
I wasn't realizing that there was going to come a time later on where I'm going to face the spirit of death. I'm going to be so close to dying, and that God is going to pull me out of that, you know, and he's going to show me and give me all this revelation and prayers that I had to do to stay alive. And after all of that, he told me, okay, so write your book. And I'm like, oh Lord, I'm the last person to write a book.
Exactly.
I'm the last person. I used to fail all my essays at school and all of those things. But you know what? God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So it's like, I'm going to choose you, the one that was addicted to drugs. I'm going to choose you, the one that struggled physically with so many tumors. I'm going to choose you that struggled with PTSD and depression and anxiety and panic attacks. And I'm going to tell the world, and that's what he told me, about how I helped you so that you can go and help them.
Sure. That's absolutely amazing. And now you are at a point where there is absolutely something you want us to capture from the story. Yeah. So you decided, hey, I'm having a book launch. Before we talk about when exactly it is, what do you want us to learn from the book launch? What are you bringing to it, as much as you're giving us a breakdown about the book and about your journey? But what are you bringing to us tomorrow? What is it that you want to bring to our attention?
Well, tomorrow it's all about awakening in God's people to give them hope where they are maybe in a place where they have lost all hope, or where they're going through so many things and fighting so many things, that God has something for them as well. And what he has did for me will also do for them.
Yeah.
And that I just want, the way God helped me, I want to help other people. So that is what this book launch is all about tomorrow.
Okay. So tell us about the book launch at length. Where is it going to be? Who's going to be there? And maybe I think one of the most important things, I'm actually in a dilemma. I'm going to an event tomorrow, Lee, and I have no idea how I should be looking like. So, what's happening tomorrow?
Yes, so we've got everything lined up. We are really going with such high expectations. Also, we trust the Holy Spirit to move tomorrow, to minister to people even, you know. So it's going to be at 5 o'clock at Serengeti Golf Estate. And we have merchandise even there for the people that says they're from death to life, you know, because all of us as we fought the spirit of death in some kind of way, because it can come against your finances, it can come against your marriage, it can come against your workplace. So it's not always just a physical death that you are fighting. So we will have merchandise there, and we're going to have a lot of church people there. Mm-hmm. And also, we are just going to trust God to heal those and to touch those that need healing.
So, Lee, do you still have space? Are you still sending this invite out? And if so, how do we become part of your event?
Well, we all have actually reached capacity at the moment.
Aww.
We all full because we've kept it now a little bit more intimate.
Mm.
We about 70 people already.
Okay.
So if we can, we can open it just for another 10 people.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, my listeners are listening right now and they're thinking, hey, this is amazing. I'd love to hear more about this. Then maybe I think what's important, Lee, so that people don't just show up at the estate. You know, yes. Any contact details, any website, how can we reach out to you?
Yes, your people shouldn't just show up because we have Quicket that they can buy the tickets from,
mm-hmm.
Also for them to purchase the book. So I think what will be best is for people to go onto my website. It is www.leebossoff.com, or they can contact me on 076-482-804. And we will help them with the necessary steps to take.
Lee, thank you so much. Really great having this chat with you. And all the best for tomorrow. I just pray that
God also,
you know, sends out the message to his people through you as a vessel. So thank you so much for your time. And thank
Amen.
You for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.